fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 21st day of February. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Dave Hodges, his website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. And joining us now is Steve Ben Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. And Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
So you got a text message to me that you had some important updates. What you got for us, sir?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff going off the charts. Maybe what we'll do, we'll hit one at a time, let some comments or however we get the interaction and go to the other. I do want to say, though, John, I am actually still waiting. I'd put out the request that you had asked me about.
Yes.
About the changes in the children. I've actually got the head of the children's hospital there in Israel that is going to be giving me that update. So I'm just waiting for her information. I didn't know if I was going to say that or not.
Right.
Waiting for her information, though, because I think we can get pretty accurate. She's very disturbed by what's going on anyway. She's the one that gave me some of the updates that you had asked for before. So we'll be getting that information here, hopefully within the next few days. So we'll go there with that there. John, what were you guys talking about the first part of the show? Because I was unable to hear that. So I should start at.
We were kind of all over the map discussing what's going on with Russia and Ukraine primarily, but went down some other rabbit trails as well.
Okay. All right. So basically, I'll kind of give you the list of areas we can go into, and I'll start, though, with the Russian-Ukraine issue there. But we're going to be dealing with Russia, Ukraine. We're going to be dealing with Russia, Germany, what the anticipations are there, China, Taiwan, what the real purpose of the balloons of going over our country were for. Also, this summer, we can get into, if we have time, the asteroids, the shower that's going to come in, how that's going to affect us there. And the pipe bombs on the railroad tracks that are being discovered, who's really behind that, what's that's for, all that kind of good stuff, because we were all over the map in our meeting yesterday. or day before yesterday, actually, I believe is when it was. So let's go, John, if you're ready, we'll go right into the Ukraine issue.
Yes, sir, let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay, sadly to say, Zelensky, and it's not just Zelensky, there are quite different factions inside of his government are still up to their very notorious, nasty deeds of taking out their own in order to justify support, financial aid, military aid, etc., to the war effort. I was told that there were really, that's something that the White House doesn't want to be made known publicly. The reason being is even though they're not supportive of what's happening, and the it's basically the country has become, as the way it was put to me, those leaders that are involved in that country have become so corrupt in taking advantage of the money and military equipment coming into the country that it's just completely insane. The White House, though, has turned a blind eye to it for a couple of reasons. One, as we already know, under the Obama administration, Joe Biden was very actively involved in, you know, the Maidan coup, everything behind all of that to start with. But in this case here, the objective NATO wants is to destabilize the entire border of Russia, not just with Ukraine, but in other nations as well. So at this stage of the game here, they're just ignoring the corruption so that they don't lose support here in America and, of course, other nations that also support this war effort, like Germany, to continue their objective, which is ultimately to we're going to end up probably in some kind of war with Russia one way or the other. So that's the reason why that they're not saying a whole lot about what he's doing, but he is. And of course he blames it on Russia. And I thought it was interesting because I know a lot of people really just don't like to hear that this group would actually be so low down to do something of that nature. But the evidence, even through other media sources, is overwhelming of what they did. I was looking at some of the court transcripts, actually video transcripts, because they had videoed some of the, back during the Maidan coup, the people that were killed, that they were blaming the police for shooting these individuals. And as you looked at what was going on, the hotel, and there was a journalist that did document this here, the hotel right across from the square there, the people that were involved in the coup were there with hunting rifles shooting their own people in order to be able to justify it. And they were showing the forensics of it, the trajectory, the angles. Most of the people were shot in the back. They were not shot face on. And I can't say that it wasn't, that the police weren't involved to some degree in that as well. But the thing is there were more people that were killed or wounded by the very faction that was doing the protest than what you could imagine. So the point that I bring that up for is because it shows a pattern of how this has been going from 2014 going forward, we would say. And of course, Patrick Lancaster, he's an American guy that went over there that has documented over and over and over. He's got over 500,000 people on his YouTube channel. And all he does is he goes to the people on the ground inside of Ukraine and he asks them, you know, about what they have experienced, what they went through. And he has, the people just unbelievably have talked about how that they have been targeted by Ukrainian forces. And they would explain to him. And of course, he does a very good job of translating his work with the subtitles. My wife has verified that as well because she speaks fluent Russian. And so those are the things that are going on there as far as in Ukraine. And of course, we're pouring more and more money in there. As we saw, Biden goes over there yesterday. He puts in another half a million dollars into this budget.
Half a billion.
Yeah,
get that and, billion there.
And of course, the death toll, John, is totally not what they're reporting. Double the death toll. At least doubled, if not triple, is what I'm hearing from the White House there. That
For which side? Which side or both?
The Ukrainians, both sides are taking heavy losses. Okay. But Ukraine is definitely taking more at this point, especially because they keep pouring in the troops into these areas that they're just not doing very well with. And, of course, the other thing that was brought to my attention, as we mentioned before, we don't have time to be able to train Ukrainians on operating the Abrams that we're sending in. And so this spring offensive that they're planning on, that they keep talking about in the media, which is another interesting aspect, too, we're talking about Ukraine launching this new offensive. Well, you're going to have a lot of foreign troops on the battlefield now because we're sending in our own battle, our own tank commanding units to every aspect, not just running the tanks, but, you know, the support, the, you know, the maintenance of it as well, because the Abrams is a very high maintenance type of vehicle. So we're sending in our entire teams to operate these tanks because we just don't have the time to train Ukrainians, even though they are training them. They'll never be ready to be able to operate all of this equipment. And then secondly, like in the case, I was also told that we're seeing the numbers go out there. Okay, they're sending X number of tanks here or whatever the new types of equipment that they're sending over. But in reality, a lot of the things, like in the case of Germany, when you look at the tanks that they're sending over, Germany only has 64 tanks in Germany. They have a lot of tanks, well, I think close to like 500 of these tanks that they're talking about, but they're dispatched on lease different countries around the world, different battlefields or whatever the case may be. So you might see the pledge that, oh, they're sending this or that over there, but in reality, they don't have that to send over there. And then Germany, in this case here, we already know from the intel that we're intercepting that we are more than likely, between October and November, we're going to have Russia hitting Germany. That there's great a bit of intel that is suggesting that, you know, Germany is going to be brought into this conflict. And if Germany keeps sending all of their battle equipment over to Ukraine and stuff, that's going to, and we already know, we're going to actually have to then back Germany up in this war too. Germany has been officially told this, and it's not something that they're telling in public media, but Germany has already been officially told from Washington that this is the intel that we're intercepting. You know, Russia has you in the crosshairs. We are concerned that there's a high probability, but then this is AI probability. This is not intel intercept probability. But according to the AI, we are anticipating that they could end up using a nuke on Germany. That may be one of the first places other than England is another one that the AI is predicting that is used to try to get an idea of which way this war is going to go. So we're really facing a lot of challenges just this year alone. And, of course, we know that Putin is doing his speech today. The media has been saying that he's going to declare war on NATO. I actually spoke to, as well, in my correspondences that I've done this week, I've spoke to the advisor, one of the, there's more than one, but one of the advisors to the president regarding Russia, who's the expert on Russia. And so I wanted to see his take on that. That being put out there, that that Putin will declare war on NATO. And as he said to me, he says, you know, Steve, he says, I know Putin personally. He said, I had to sit across the same table from him many years ago. He said, so I know him very well. And he said, I do not. He said, it's just a personal opinion. He said, I don't see Putin declaring war on NATO as of yet. He said he's the type of man, he's very calculated, very strategic. He doesn't deal with it emotionally. And he said, so therefore, what he said, I feel like that he's going to do is that you'll get verbiage, it'll come close. But he said he won't make that calculated statement. He said, because then he would put himself in a position where now he is at war with NATO. He said, so I feel like he's going to basically warn his people of the escalation of what's going on and where it could go, but holding back on making that statement. So at that point, I asked him, I said, well, as I watch other high-ranking Russian officials in Russia making such declarations and, oh, we'll use nukes on them, they've done this, they've crossed all our red lines and things of that nature there, what is your thoughts on that? And he did say, on those issues there, Putin will allow that to be done because it kind of expresses maybe some of maybe what he feels about the situation. But as the commander of the Russian armed forces, he won't actually put himself on the line there. So that kind of gives you the feel of what's going on in behind closed doors, but not putting the country at that stage there yet. He said, now, the big problem, of course, this is another time we had spoke about the issues there. He said one of the other things that we were looking at was that you're also facing a man that is being pushed in the corner by NATO. And I know that could be looked at differently. You know, I mean, even I'm sure Jeff would say the same, because a lot of people feel that, oh, Russia was the aggressive one that came in and invaded into Ukraine. But the thing is I know too much about the fact of why Russia came into Ukraine, because of us backing the forces, and we even had our own military on the ground in certain areas to make sure that Russia did not intervene when the strike was going to be launched on Donetsk and Luhansk to take back the eastern part of Ukraine. Russia had that intel. Putin chose to go in to counter that offensive that had already been orchestrated with the help of NATO. And so they, you know, and we knew that. We knew that there was a possibility that he would do it, but there was, you know, it was kind of hopeful that he wouldn't, and that they could go in there, they were going to strike, and they were going to take Donetsk and Luhansk back. And of course, one other thing I'll mention real quick too, John, and that's Crimea. The situation with Crimea, we have given, of course, it's already known in the news that we've given the green light for Ukraine to strike within Crimea. And that is a big, big, big issue for Russia, as we all know. So, you know, the point comes down to this. It's getting Putin pushed to a corner to where all kinds of crazy things could happen. And we'll go into some of that in a different issue. So I'll just kind of stop for a moment and let you guys comment on this.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave and Jeff, you've been listening to this update from Steve. And Jeff, I'm hearing a lot of confirmation of things you've been hearing about the Russians preparing for war. And what response, if any, Jeff, do you have?
Well, the first week of the invasion of Ukraine, one of the top Duma officials in Russia said, oh, we're going to own Europe all the way down to Lisbon. So the Russians have the intention of controlling Europe. Gorbachev talked about Europe from Brest to Vladivostok. Yeltsin even talked about it, saying that it would extend all the way to Vancouver, including Canada. And this all goes together with what Lunov told me. The way that Russia and China are dividing the world is that Russia is going to mainly control the Western civilization parts minus the lower 48 states. The lower 48 states are given to China. And China, you know, according to Chia Chen's speech, is going to make a second China there and exterminate the population of the lower 48 states to do that. So that is from multiple sources. You said two sources. You know, you get the source of Chia Chen's speech and Colonel Lunov, the defector, both saying that Russia and China have made a deal to give the lower 48 states to China, with Alaska being given to Russia. So I think that's what they're going for. And they would like, Japan and Europe to be overawed when they go to the part of the plan that they take out the United States. And they basically, the plan is to occupy North America. That is the plan.
Colonize. We have a break. We'll get a response from it, Dave. He's got one after the break. We'll be right back.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6th is over. What happened? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face to face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Steve Bannon. His website's israeliintelligence.org. And Dave, what response, if any, do you have to Steve's comments, sir?
Well, I would add a corollary to it. I think the antagonism by the West towards Putin, trying to provoke him to do something dramatic, is in evidence when Orban of Hungary, he's basically saying, we could be sending troops into Ukraine. I don't know if that's just rhetoric But it seems like at every turn, there's absolutely no intent to de-escalate. Everything is inflammatory, particularly from this administration. And it just seems like the West is determined to have a war. And what I'm wondering here, is there a central controlling power and ideology that's driving the West to this other madness in which billions could die in a nuclear conflict?
Okay. Well said. Well said, Dave. Steve, it's your turn. Steve Bannon.
Well, which direction do we go as?
Well, there was a private chatter here about who pulls their strings. That would be the communists, the Chinese, and us.
Yes.
I would focus on the Antarctic, quite frankly. The fall of.
Yeah.
I know.
And ultimately, you're right. You know, it's funny you say that. You bring up Antarctica because this past week I was doing, of course, my specialty is ancient language. And I was working on the Book of Enoch and the Dead Sea Scrolls. And oddly enough, I found where when they're talking about the fallen angels, they totally mistranslated it. And I was like, and of course, when I began to read it, I'm like, why did they translate this the way they did? They were translating, like, for example, whichever the name of the angel would be, that they would teach their wives this. They teach the signs of the sun, the signs of the moon, et cetera, right? And the two words that are used there are Aleph, for they use that word for teach, and of course they use Nechashi for the word signs. Neither word would be used for that purpose. In fact, I had to do really some hard digging to see, is there any source that would ever take the word Aleph, which actually means 1,000, it's also the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's also used for nose. But could it be used as the word teach? I mean, even in the biblical Old Testament, we have about 7 words that you can use for teach. Not one of those are Aleph. But in some rogue place, I found if you add the letter Vav in there, you could use it as the word kind of like for teach or to tutor or something. But basically, just to kind of summate this real quick, it's really saying, though, that it was 1,000 serpents of the sun, 1,000 serpents of this, and then it goes into the bearded serpents and the attacks and things like that. So it come right down to basically you're dealing with some sort of reptilian agenda. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if people only really knew what this says. So, yeah, then you get into the part about Jesus saying to the Pharisees, you're a bunch of serpents and vipers. So, and then, of course, that leads into, as you said, who controls them, as I made the comment, who pulls their strings. And there is a former rabbi by the name of Edward Hudeau. And Edward Hudeau, Edward is in his 70s now. He also was the mayor of Kharkiv, I know a lot of people pronounce that differently, but the major city there, there was so much battle fought between Ukraine and Russia. Russia took it, then Ukraine took it back, and now we're in the battle all over this area once again. But he was the mayor, but he also was a lifelong Chabad rabbi. He had met with Menachem Schneerson. He was given the task to be a part of the overthrowing of Ukraine, and Menachem's Schneerson's speech there went into great details how that they would bring Russia in, that they would manipulate Russia to attack Ukraine, saying that they were taking back territories that once belonged to them. At the same time, using the Russians to kill as many Slavic people as they possibly could. And Edward Hudeau exposes that.
Outstanding. We have a break. We got a caller and hold, but we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of February. Let's take this caller here, gentlemen. We got Mark in Illinois. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. And the reason I called in is because Mr. Steve Benoon was just talking about like this mistranslation or whatever, or why they did it that way. I've been saying for years I'm more of a spiritualist. I appreciate Christianity and all that other stuff. However, I believe, and I've seen so many mistranslations that were either done on accident or what I believe is done on purpose. And so, for example, I guess the Bible talks about like this false prophet or whatever. Well, if you gave testimony to something, or they called him also a false witness or something. I don't know. I guess it's somewhere in the Bible, and like you got the Antichrist and the false prophet or something like that. And I bet you people are actually expecting it to be a person. And I don't think it's a person. I think it's AI. And so this is just another example of what somebody had a vision a long time ago. And it's not that they totally understood everything that they were seeing, so they just used the words at the time, and then over time, somebody else probably knew what was going on, but they mistranslated it. So anyway, back to those translations, there's a lot of stuff that, unfortunately, Christians believe it's got to be this way and that way, and it's not going to happen that way because it's just too obvious. So the devil's going to use his tricks, and it's going to be in a roundabout way to make all this supposable prophecy come true. It's not going to be the way people were taught, and that's why it's going to happen, because people are going to let their guard down thinking that, oh, I got to expect this and this and this to happen, and it's God that's going to make it happen. No, it's not God that's going to make it happen. God gave somebody the vision a long time ago to put it in words that were mistranslated. That's all I got. Keep it in mind.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Steve, you got any response to Mark's comments?
I think he's on track what he's saying there. And I would just quickly, I'll tell you, I pulled up where I did the translation on it, and it's just like a paragraph. I only did it like a paragraph of what was said, but it says, Barkiel, 1,000 snakes of lightning, Kokobel, 1,000 snakes of the sun, Shariel, 1,000 snakes of the mountains, and all of them his ministers. And then it goes in Ezekiel, 1,000 bearded snakes happen to attack 1,000 snakes. Now, somebody might say, John, and I won't go any further than this, I don't translate the rest that I translated, but they would think, bearded snakes? Where would that come from? Well, actually, in ancient documents, Satan is referred to as a lion-headed serpent. And, of course, a lion would be a bearded animal. So a bearded snake. And then the weird thing is it's referring to them as ministers. One other little point I'll make real quick, though, is that when you get further down into this part of this Dead Sea Scroll, it said in one verse here that I translated, it says, to reveal their secrets to their wives and to receive condemnation judgment from works. Man is lost from the evil that will happen, and so easily they dismissed and bowed to heaven. You know, it's almost as if it's talking about the law itself that was put in, the very law that even Jesus challenged when he came, and he said, you're doing commandments of man. So think about it.
Absolutely. Let's take our next call here, gentlemen. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hello, John. Please say hello to your wife for me.
She just heard
you. Lovely, marvelous Mrs. Moore, yeah. I'm calling in because what Steve was talking about with this rabbi talking about the idea to get rid of the Russian-Ukrainian people down there. We know that this, and I haven't called to talk about this, but this is kind of bombshell stuff I'm going to be putting out here. What I've discovered is that a man named Igor Kolomensky, who was the person who got Zelensky into office, he's the one that owned that company, that movie company and all that stuff, and he's also a billionaire, and one of the things that they've been involved in, Kolomensky and another partner of his, a man named Igor Katernek, I don't know, I'm not sure on how to pronounce his name, is they have the largest spy balloon manufacturing company in the world. And they, a lot of their, they claim that they do a surveillance for COVID-19, and I don't know what that means. But what I worry is that there may be a possibility that they, you know, we know these labs in the Russian, they found and discovered the bio labs involving Hunter Biden, right? Burisma and all these other things. We're conducting research on, we believe one of the things they were conducting research was on a Slavic Russian type of virus that could be released by birds into the atmosphere to kill off the Russian Slavic population. I just, why I say this is kind of strange and kind of bombshellish is I just wondered if some of these balloons that we have up there haven't actually been dropping viruses and things that could be genetic specific for people in the United States. And I know this is all kind of crazy, But, I mean, right after this balloon stuff, this just happens to be the time that Biden's controllers over there, Kolomensky and these people like that, called him into account to go to the Ukraine. And I say they called him in because I say they control him, because who controls the dirt on Biden is controlling Biden, right? They're the ones in charge, not Biden. So the way I see it is that they called him over there to go to the Ukraine. And maybe they're talking balloon talk or something of that nature. I don't know what's going on. I don't think he went over there just to hand deliver $500 million. I don't believe that story one bit. First of all, that other woman over there, his vice president, could have done that. She was already over there. I think she was in Germany. She could have easily done that. Why did he have to go? What's really going on? There's something very suspicious about this whole trip over there.
Okay. Let's get a response from Steve on this. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you for the call there, Charlie. Eric. Charlie. This is Charlie. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. One thing I'll mention real quick, John, on the issue that he brought about the balloons, and of course there's a lot that could be said about the viruses, and yes, they do. They collected the DNA in order to be able to make certain viruses that will target certain communities. That's true as well. But the real reason for the balloons, as we were discussing the other day, was that this is basically letting us know, when I say us going into the intelligence community there, that China is ready. They've got the green light as far as dealing with Taiwan. And we're still looking at that to be, we're expecting that they're going to do that when we get bogged down with Ukraine and Russia, Germany, et cetera. But what the balloons were actually doing, it gives them better resolution at 60,000 feet versus from the satellites themselves. And so what China is doing with these balloons is they're looking at, one, they wanted to see, you know, because, you know, under Clinton, they mothballed a lot of bases. What bases really are active, which bases are not? They wanted to look at our logistics and how we're actually doing supply chains from an aerial view. They wanted to also look at our power grid to see which lines are above ground, which are underground, because one of the things that we anticipate is when they get ready to do their strike on Taiwan, they will also strike our power grid. So these are some of the things that we're aware of why these balloons have been sent over the nation. And of course, one of those was sent directly from Canada. And we know China has a lot of troops in Canada. So a lot of to what Jeff was saying earlier about China and the U.S., there's a lot of truth to that. And they're also working with the cartel for a strike on our southern border in the future, too.
Okay. Let's take our next call here, gentlemen. We got Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. To get back to the reptilian agenda that Steve was talking about, I've been banging this drum for over a year now. I'll just read you a couple of top things that came up. You can do a search on these yourself, folks. Brazilian viper venom may become tool in fight against COVID-19. Another one, the link between COVID-19 rattlesnake venom and a killer enzyme. And then this one, which is the most precious because our top scholars are going to a university in Australia called Monash University. It's one of the group of eight major universities. And they are using components of deadly snake venom in the COVID-19 vaccine, claiming that it prevents the spike protein from binding to the ACE2 receptor. And it's all a bunch of BS. This is why your people are experiencing heart failure, cardiovascular failure, and heart attacks and the collapse of those systems. Is because that's the ramification of getting bit by a snake. And they are using it in the vaccine. You just go online, do a little bit of research. It's called Monash University, M-O-N-A-S-H. It's down in Queensland, I believe. They give the names of the doctors and what they're doing in the laboratory. And they actually give pictures here of the snakes that they're using. One is the pit viper. One is the king cobra. And they even show that they're using elements of the poison from the vampire bat as well. It's right here. Snakes alive. Venom may play a role in fight against COVID-19. So it's right there in plain sight. They're doing the research. It's in the vaccine. How do you change God's creation and introduce the genetics of the serpent, the COVID-19 clot shot, which I prefer to call the COVID-19 serpent shot? Comments?
Well, let Steve handle this. Steve, you got any response to Eric's comments there, sir?
Did I leave him speechless?
Sorry about that. I forgot to push the button. I know Dr. Brian Artis personally. I've been on his program. Of course, he's been on ours as well. We've talked about this in depth, and of course, I probably shocked Dr. Artis more than anybody when I told him that the COVID vaccine didn't begin, of course, like they always say, 2 years ago. Not even Judy Mikovits, who I know as well, and we had this discussion, and she said, well, Steve, I can go back over 10 years ago. I said, I'll take you back to World War II and show you where it started at.
Yeah,
and it was a reptilian agenda, because it's that entity that they were trying to figure out a way to make it where they could coexist. And so it began there in its infancy, but now it did develop more the last 10 years, as Dr. Mikovits points out about this coming down. And yes, they definitely are using those components in there. So I find that very interesting. And then you have like Rabbi Tzedek, who's been on the History Channel multiple times, very prominent, known rabbi that says that their help for Israel is not going to come up from heaven, but it's going to come up from inner earth. And he says, you know, if you see a reptilian hand extending, a yellow reptilian hand, he said, that's not your enemy, that's your friend. That's pretty wild, pretty sinister, if you ask me.
I'm not so sure I'd buy that one. You know, the devil has many ways of deceiving us. And one last component, the squalene. This was reported on Tampa Channel 10 News. I got a call from somebody in Florida, an elderly person, saying, can you believe this? Squalene that goes into the vaccine as an adjuvant is now the adjuvant squalene in the COVID vaccine is now coming from the Burmese pythons that have invaded the Florida Everglades. And they actually interviewed one of the snake hunters that goes out and captures these snakes. And he was gleefully saying to the news reporter, oh, we get enough out of a 12 to 14 foot python, we get enough squalene to make 3,200 doses of the vaccine. Another component of the serpent, they used to use it from other animals. Now they're getting their squalene from the invasive Burmese python down in Florida way. So it's obvious what's going on. And once, you know, the body is going to recognize those genetics. I don't care what component or extract or particle of that is in your body. Your body's going to recognize that as snake genetics. So I think this is the serpent agenda on steroids. Half the people on the planet now have the genetics of the serpent injected into their body.
Okay, very comprehensive. Eric, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it. We're coming up on our last break here. We're not going to take any more calls, and we'll begin with our summaries. We'll start with Leon Green giving your summary. Go ahead, Leon.
Yeah, as you see, there's patterns right now. And when you think about coincidences, you know, the plant, food plant production locations are being hit. Now they're doing the rail lines. Nobody's talking about the Mississippi drying up. We just have a whole buffet of disasters that are going on. Everything that's happening in Ohio, Turkey. And so you can't do anything about these things other than pray internationally. But you can do things in your own yard by building a greenhouse, getting your garden started, buying seeds, you know, converting your money before the banks fail and put it into capital goods. So now is the time to get started. So that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to our summary with Dave Hodges, and we'll go to Jeff, and then wrap it up with Steve. Dave, your summary, please, sir.
We're definitely looking at the multiple fronts that humanity has taken down, and I think that Stephen's allusion here to the satanic agenda, as I would say it, that's not his words, but that's how I'd say it, I think is in full evidence. In the Antarctica reference that we kind of chuckled about, I think that's real. And we know that Kerry and Biden went to Antarctica, and other world leaders did 1 month before Trump was sworn in, and I think that's significant. And to bring up for maybe a future show, I've always wondered if there's not two DNA on this planet, one that survived through the fallen angels, and they're the evil ones, and they're subjugating the opposing DNA of humans. Just a theory, but it's something I'd like to explore at a future show.
Okay. Thank you. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Yeah, well, it is true that we're under attack, and Russia and China are allied, and it's the communist movement, which has existed since, you know, in its present form, since the revolution of 1917. And Lenin is
Hold on, Jeff. We'll wrap up your summary after the break. We'll be right back.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, let's continue with your summary, please, sir.
Yeah, the communist movement is really what we're dealing with, and it is the core of the left, but it also has infiltrated the right, and it is highly organized, involved in intensive planning. It advances through everything, through universities, through science, through environmentalism, through health policy, you name it. It's in every sphere of our lives. They've taken over our schools. They started with the elementary and the high schools in New York and New Jersey. Bella Dodd testified to that. They have taken over the universities largely and intimidated many people into following their agenda. And they people are bureaucracy, because our bureaucracy is led by people now who are educated in universities and exposed to pseudo-Marxism or various narratives that derive from Marxism. And so that's what's really animating people. People, once you have adopted a Marxist narrative, or a narrative from an active measure from Russia or China, they don't need to monitor you. You are going to creatively advance that narrative and therefore advance their strategy. So that's what's happening. The communist bloc still exists. They've just taken over South America. They've taken over Africa. They've taken over Washington, or they're in the process of, well, they're very close to completing it, and their objective is to exterminate the West.
Well said, Jeff. Steve, your summary, please, sir.
Well, let me first just comment a summary here that I agree so much with Leon when he says that, make your investments in capital goods. That is really the best advice anybody could make. It's not even silver, gold. You can't eat the silver and the gold, but, the things that you could trade, the things that you could use, things like that, I so much agree with him. Also, Jeff, in his summary there, talking about this well orchestrated, the well orchestrated communist movement, it is very well orchestrated. It is, and like you said, the universities everywhere, education, you name it, it is there. But I really encourage the listeners to go look up Edouard Hudot. You have to look at subtitles because he does speak in Russian, even though he's Ukrainian born. But it really will help you. He goes into the political aspects, the connections, because he was back and forth with Israel. He was involved in all kinds of things there when it comes to the economic support for Ukraine, things like that. And so he knew. He also knew. He was very good friends with one of Putin's second cousin, and before Putin ever came to power, how they were planning on putting him in power, what his purpose was. So you got to you see, first off, yes, communism, China, Russia is trying to spread across the world, but you got to find out who is the neck that's turning that head right there, and then you'll know what the agenda really is.
Let's work on that, Steve. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much. It was a great roundtable. We'll look forward to having you back next Tuesday. Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the huge state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.